Baby boys, baby girls, what's going on? It's your boy SKIP.88 here from Blurred Over, saying thank y'all for tuning in. We are back here. We are back again. And I'm glad to see you, and I'm glad that you are here. And man, that was a tough one. We lost a great one. We lost a part of our childhood. As y'all can see, I'm wearing my Goku jacket in honor of Toriyama. Man, that was a hard loss because, to be honest, everybody's love, everybody's heart, everybody's passion was Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. And shout out to that great man who made it. We will miss you, sir. Thank you for all the great memories. Thank you for making all the great characters, from the superheroes to the villains and even to the side characters of that awesome show. You will truly be missed. Toriyama, you take care. Get your rest. Honestly, I think we need to find all of the 7 Dragon Balls and try to wish them back. I think that's possible. We, I don't know why we just giving up hope so quick. I think we could just wish them back. But, you know, that's just me. I'm going to get my scouter after this awesome interview because we got a very special guest in the building. I can't wait to talk to this brother right here. But, man, yeah, so if y'all want to get together and have a Dragon Ball quest to find all 7 Dragon Balls and, you know, wish them back, we definitely can do it. So, man, but without further ado, let's bring our special guest onto this show, man. This guy, this brother is doing it. He's a legend in the making. Cannot wait till y'all meet this brother, man. This is going to be an awesome, awesome interview. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's your boy, SKIP.88 from Blurred Over. Now, let's bring in our special guest. Without further ado, everybody, this is the brother right here. Let's bring him in. Let's welcome him. Let's give him some love, shall we? And everybody, y'all make some noise for my boy, the one and only Nug. Thank you. All right, people, stop clapping. All right, what's up, my boy? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain. Get complained. Just got a little emotional of that video we just played for my boy, Tomiyama. So, yeah, but I'm making it.
That hit hard. I'm not going to lie. That was like, that's probably, I think, the, not if not most popular, one of the most popular anime. So it definitely, that's tough. That's a tough one. That's honestly one of the starter ones that I'm in the make of watching.
It is. I don't care where you go in life. When somebody asks you what was your first anime, you either going to say one of the three. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're going to say Sailor Moon. You're going to say Yu Yu Hakusho. Definitely. Or you going to say Dragon Ball Z?
I thought you was going like Dragon Ball Naruto.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's around my time. I forgot this. It kind of changed. You right.
Okay. I was like, whoa.
So that's your top. So that's your top three right there.
Well, I ain't gonna say top three. I feel like those are like the easiest. Well, not the easiest. Those are like the ones I feel like growing up, everybody just was starters. I think those are like the big three that everybody kind of got into. Like you was Dragon Ball, Naruto, and then I think it was One Piece was like the other really big one. I could be mistaken, but those I feel like are for sure DBZ and Naruto. I feel like are like the two that everybody knows.
Okay, but for me, when I actually I always get Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball, Yu Yu Hakusho, or it's a mixture of Ronin Warriors. What was the other? Oh God, it was another old school one. Akira. I think that was one, and the other one. Inuyasha. So I get a mixture. Okay, we get a mixture of things. So yeah.
Yeah, Inuyasha for sure.
Yeah, man. But boy, welcome to the great show. It's going to be a good one because we had some kind of dilemmas right there. But you know, it's cool. You know, everybody. You know, tomato, tomato, Hakuna Matata. So, man, thank you for doing this, man. Thank you for coming on, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you for doing this. Man, without people who don't know, let the good people know who you are.
Yeah, man. My name is Nugget, or Nug for short. And then I run the gaming page, Yo Nug Gaming. That is my gaming name. I also do a lot of things with my gaming website, talkaboutgames.com. And you're probably wondering, where did that name come from? It derived from a series that I run on TikTok and other social media called Let's Talk About It, where we discuss all things in gaming, news, reviews, tech, all that type of stuff. And so that's kind of how I got started in this industry. And I'm looking forward to continuing in this industry as somebody who does a lot of fun things, but also informative things. I feel like we have a lot of people who are doing fun stuff, but I don't think we have a lot of people of color doing a lot of informational stuff out there. So I'm trying to, you know, get out here to kind of do that.
Okay, I respect that. That's what's up. So, yeah, it's really not a lot of, you know, people of color that does information. You know, we always make the skits. We do funny stuff, do the gaming. But, you know, actually pulling out information that nobody knows about, that's kind of a difficult job because I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to sit there and study all the time. I was like, okay, I'm just going to get some cliff notes. I was like, okay, I know that. Pool. I got these three cliff notes. I'm in a game. I know what I'm talking about. But, man, thank you for doing what you're doing, brother. During the duration of this awesome interview, what would you like me to refer you as? What would you like to go by?
You can say Nug. You can say Nugget. Either one, man. That's been my childhood nickname since about high school or so. So a lot of my friends would just say Nug. It's fine. That's kind of – so I, honestly, when I made my screen name, fun fact, I wanted it to be something that I was called in regular life, so it would kind of – flow together. Like I didn't want to be Nug in real life and then like Gamer Boy 69 or something. Like it just would be too difficult. So like now people at home can say Nug and people online can say Nug and I can just answer the one thing.
Okay, cool. Bet. So we'll go by Nug today. All right. So, you know. And also before we start, is it cool that I pre-record this and, you know, save it to our blurred over podcast page? Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
We got consent. People, that is a powerful word growing up, consent.
It is.
So make sure y'all know what consent means and does. It will save your life. I promise you it will. But, man, thank you for doing this. We finna get ready to start it, man. This is going to be an awesome interview. So, Nug, I'm going to ask you the question that everybody loves me to ask the people that I'm interviewing. So I don't want to fail them. I'm going to ask you the same question. Good, sir. So, Nug, what makes you a blurred?
I feel like I am, I don't like to think I'm nerdy, but I guess the things that I was into growing up, like video games, some animes, cartoons and things was considered nerdy by society. And then I'm black. So blurred. I'll be honest with you, growing up, I wasn't into the blurred community. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a blurred community. Mm-hmm. I discovered all of this at a later age because it seemed like, at least where I was at, it seemed like nobody was really proud to say that they were into games and cartoons and animes and all these different things. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like 2020 hit for me and everybody was like, yeah, I've been into this stuff. Kind of, it's cool now. So I'm not sure if that's everybody's reality, but I felt like, hey, I found my people later on. So I would say what makes me a blurred is just kind of being myself, honestly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good answer. Good answer. Like what Steve Harvey said, good answer. It's up there.
Yeah, it's I feel like it's kind of hard. I don't feel like it's a certain thing. I just feel like being a blurred is kind of just being yourself, man. I don't feel like you have to be one. Usually if you are a person of color and you have an interest, I think you can fall into the category.
I like that. Good answer. So now the follow-up question to that is going to be, how do you feel and what do you think about the word and term blurred?
I think that I might have answered this one already on accident, but I think that it's a term that kind of involves everybody. I think back in the day, it could have been like you know, being a nerd was one thing, but I went to DreamCon, which is my first con, and I feel like there was something there for everybody. There were sports, video games, anime, clothing, fashion. We had cosplaying. Anything that you had an interest in, I felt like was there for you. So I think nowadays, man, anything it's a crazy big umbrella. Crazy big umbrella.
All right, I feel that. You know, those are the first two questions I always ask to kick this interview off, just to see what people's mindset is and to see how they feel about the word and term blurred. And, you know, this is good, like, because, you know, some people like it, some people against it, and some people just feel like, you know, I don't want to be labeled, I want to be put in the box, because if I'm just a blur, I'm just put in this particular box. So you mean I can't go outside this box? No, that's not That's not what that means at all. It means like you identify as a African American that loves everything about the culture of nerddom. Talking about Star Trek. Oh God, I said Star Trek. I'm old as hell. Okay, let's try that again. Take two. So, by you being a blur, you love everything of like Harry Potter. That's up to date. Naruto, anime, manga, Dragon Ball Z, things of that nature.
Anything, man.
You could be a blur about anything. It don't necessarily have to be about cartoons or manga. It could be about sports. It could be about music. It could be about money. It could be about anything you want. If you love something that much, that makes you a blur of what you love.
I feel like nowadays it's really just about us coming together and just sharing a part of yourself, man. That's the vibe I get from being a blur. You just sharing a part of yourself. Hey, my name is Nug. Hey, my name is Skip. This is something I like. This is something I like. Boom. That's what it is to me. I feel like I think you can't put it into a box because everybody's interest is different.
There you go, man. What? You can get this butt. I don't know. I just played this song. I'm going to go do something extraordinary.
Make you want to just jump out of window.
I feel inspired to do something. I don't know what, but I'm going to do it. Once you hear that Avenger theme song, it just gives you that confidence kind of like.
You just want to power up. You just want to power up.
Exactly. Like, I'm on your left. Now I'll be on my right. But, man, let's move it along to this interview, bro. So, man, let's, you know how every anime, every movie, every hero origin has a beginning. It has a start. So for you, Nug, what was your start of being a content creator?
Oh, man. I'm going to try not to make this story too long.
That'd be perfect because this is what it's about. But go ahead.
Growing up, man, I was always an avid gamer. That's my one thing that really drove me. After a certain age, my parents realized we're not going to even get him whoopings no more. We're just going to take his games and he's going to be hurt. He's going to do whatever we need him to do to get them damn games back. So that was something that I was into for my entire life. And also growing up, I was also told that, you know, playing video games can't take you nowhere. You're going to have to find something else, get off that damn game. You know how it is. I would say my journey began shortly after college, because I realized while in college, I was seeing people be content creators. And again, I was always told, yeah, you can't do this and make no money. You can't do nothing from playing video games. And that's when all the people like ninjas and stuff start popping up and folks is really doing it. Ninja was really the first person I saw. I was like, okay. And so when I got out of college, I graduated college in 2020. That was during the pandemic. And so I was just sitting around kind of not doing anything. And then I got my first big boy job. And I said, you know what, man, I got a little bit of money in my pocket. Let me just start seeing, you know, if I can make something out of this. Can I make this into something? And it just evolved from there. So I feel like it started, we would say about 2021 is where I really began to try it out.
Okay. Okay. Well, you kind of hit home for a little bit too. Like your parents say, you know, really? we not going to give him a whooping. You know, he loves these video games. He loves doing this. Let's take it away from him. I see, you know.
Man, and they did something to me every time. I'd be so upset.
Well, I swear for God. I say, hey, I already get a whooping. Because if I get a whooping, I still can play your games.
I can still play the game. I had figured that out at like maybe like 8 years old. 8 years old, I'll take my whooping. You know, I'll take my whooping. Right. I can just go play the game. It could be no big deal. Then they said, oh, okay, you slick. Okay, give me that game. You ain't gonna give me that game.
Wait, can we no-go? Can I get like, you know, like 10 licks and I still play? No, you really gonna take it? You really gonna take it?
Damn. You gonna take the, man, be crying. Yeah, I'll be crying like I just got whooped.
See, that's like me. My parents was like strict. Like, oh, we could whoop them, but if we take that game away from them, watch how he melt. And like you said, that was like more frustrating because like we just said, you rather get a butt whooping than take the game away.
Man, because you get a butt whooping, you hurt for an hour maybe. You get that game taken away, it could be a week, 2 weeks, or my answer was all until I feel like giving it back.
No, we need to talk about something else because you bringing flashbacks. Oh my God.
Until I say you can get it back.
Bruh. Man, I swear, it's like, Because I don't know, but having a black mother, though, it's kind of different to get a whooping from them because they would kill you. You had to come back to life kind of like, you know what? I'm gonna have to choose my words carefully next time because I saw Jesus' feet. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that no more.
So, man, so you're a gamer. So what was that first game that you loved that kind of like, you know, okay, I want to see more. What other games that are out there that could catch my interest like this one? What was that game that kind of like that sparked it all?
Oh man. I've been gaming so long, I kind of be forgetting, but see, people, I would say
these are the questions right here.
I would say the first game that I just was obsessed with was GTA San Andreas. GTA San Andreas was, oh, you was
went
like
down. You went down.
Yeah. So for me, I don't know about you, for me, I couldn't play games like that. I had my own video games, but going to my cousin's house over the summer for holidays and they had San Andreas, sneaking and playing that. Oh my God. I was like, okay, this is tough. I got this game right now on my Nintendo Switch right now, loaded up. I'm playing it to this day. I'm still playing it. It's loaded up right now. So wait. I would say that's probably the one.
I don't know how long I've been out the gaming system, but when did San Andreas went to Nintendo Switch?
2 years ago, they did GTA, the Definitive Edition. It was like a trilogy with Vice City, GTA 3, and GTA San Andreas. They remastered it, and they put it on all the consoles, including the Switch. And so I went out of town recently with the wife, and I was like, man, I'm going to get this game, and I'm going to finally just play it. And I had a ball on the plane, in the hotel room, playing GTA on my Switch.
Bruh, I had no idea. You see, every time I do these interviews, you learn something new. Every time. I had no clue. And y'all out there watching wasn't going to tell your boy. I'd had to learn. You know what? Y'all ungrateful. Y'all could at least put me on the game. I did not know that. So, okay. Yeah. Now I got to ask this because I know you've seen the new Mortal Kombat 1 on Switch. And the to me. Thank you. I didn't want to offend you, but the graphics was trash. So.
Trash.
How are the graphics on San Andreas GTA, on the Switch?
Perfect. Just like I remember, no issues for me, none at all. And I think that's why I wanted to try it, because I'm like, this game is so old that the Switch really couldn't mess it up, because it's an old game. I mean, it came out in 2003. We in 2024. Surely the Switch could run it, and it could. I think the issue with Mortal Kombat, that's a 2023-2024 game trying to run on 2016 hardware versus the other way around.
Exactly, man. Dang. But now, since we got that out the way, because my heart was kind of pounding, I was like, please don't say it's trash. Let's let it be the old GTA. So, back to Mortal Kombat 1 on the Switch. What were they thinking?
I feel like games that are coming out on the Switch is because you have to be inclusive to the consoles, because at the end of the day, the Switch is a great idea. It's a great concept. Having something on your TV and then taking it on the go is fabulous. That being said, I think some of these third-party games are just too powerful for the Switch. Like, the Switch does its best work when it's doing Mario or older games. I think that's where it shines. So it's like they're trying to include the Switch. It's just eventually the hardware, you know, it get outdated. You know how it go. Technology is updating every year.
Exactly. Man, so now, in your world, let me ask this, because these are the tough questions people want to know. What system to you is the best system?
PlayStation 2.
Damn, that was quick. PlayStation 2. Why PS2? Why not the PS3? Yeah. Why not the PS1?
PS2 was so iconic, man. It had so many great games. It was a good time. These games have aged well. You had your San Andreas, you had your Def Jams, you had your Sly Coopers, your Jack and Daxters, you just had so many games. Like, the PS2 era was amazing. It was just so, I could go on and on. Midnight Clubs. I mean, you had so much stuff come out of that era. You still had your fighters. You had a lot of stuff. And I think that was a good time right before gaming really took off and became this super expensive thing. You still had some passion. You could get a game that would come out and be $20 brand new. And people, and it wouldn't be, if the game flopped, it flopped. And if not, you know, you still had cheat codes back in that time. Folks are still doing cheat codes. You know, you had to, you used to go to the book fair and get the little cheat code book and yes, go sir. Home and try it.
Yes, sir.
You had games back then when the game released, it was releasing complete. It wasn't no update. If you released your game, it was complete right then. It wasn't no go back and update it down the line. You know, it was a lot to do, man. It was a lot. It was a great time. And I think back then, before, you can get a lot of passion projects. You can get a game that might come out that might be like $20 brand new. Mm-hmm. And if it did well, it did well. If not, you might find it at Blockbuster or at GameStop. Now, if you come out with a game, it's this big $100 million project. If it don't do well, we're going to take it and we're going to scrap that studio. And it's just a different era. This is before everybody was online. Everybody wasn't streaming. It seemed like it was more passion in the industry around that time.
Go Beyond!
Boy, you just said a lot, and this, you know, we could just end the interview off of that right now, because that's right, that's God, you made so many good points. Like, you said the Def Jam games, Midnight Club, the Sly Coopers, these the OG games, and come think about it, PlayStation 2 was that game, was that system. I mean, because you brought, oh my God, so... Let's start about.
I forgot some.
and that's the scary part, because now thinking about it, PS2 really had them games. They had that deal. So let's start off with this. Def Jam. Mm-hmm. When that first came out, you couldn't tell me if you wasn't a gamer, if you was an athlete, if you was like, if you wasn't a nerd, period, if you was black. And when Def Jam came out, I guarantee you, everybody and their auntie, their grandma, and their mama got that game.
I didn't have it, but I was going over my cousins' house, like I said, the same cousins that had San Andreas, I was playing Def Jam. I was sneaking and playing Def Jam too. Back then, you know, if you wanted to buy a game, you had to go to the store and it'd say rated M on it. And then the dude would get the game and say, hey, you want to buy this? It has drug violence. My first, oh, no, you're not getting that. He got what he got? Oh no, you ain't getting that. So I have to sneak and play it. But I honestly, I just beat that. I just beat it again 2 days ago. Oh. A week ago. Fun fact. The games I was just telling you about.
Uh-huh.
Lately, I've been on like this old school kick where I've been wanting to play some of the games from my childhood.
Okay.
And I started getting into kind of retro stuff and getting into some hunting, retro hunting.
Right.
And so I found a flea market, and this guy had all these old school games, all of them, just every game that we just talked about and then some. But he would, I could say overcharge, but he was charging a good amount of money for it. And so I found a copy of Def Jam Fight for New York from this guy, $150 for the GameCube, and I bought it.
$150?
$150 he was charging for the GameCube. And so I bought the game, brought it home, put it into an old GameCube that I had to go and buy. It didn't work. I was hurt.
Wait. So you pay for the GameCube and it didn't work?
I found the game. I said, I got to play Def Jam. But I didn't have a GameCube, so I went to another retro store and paid, I think, $50 for a GameCube just so I can play this game. So $200 total to play Def Jam Fight for New York. And it did not work when I got home. Talk about upset.
You got your money back? So hurt.
Yeah, you gave me my money back. Okay. It wasn't no hard feelings. But I learned right then and there that I can play these old games, but I'm just going to emulate them on my PC. And okay. So I started researching emulation, stayed up to like 3 a.m. And I finally got it to work. And I just downloaded a bunch of old games from my childhood for free. And I was like, you know what? I really wanted to get the hardware, but I couldn't. I tried. I spent my money. It didn't work. And so I got Def Jam. It was the first one I tried. And I stayed up like a kid, man. And just played it because it just made me feel like a child again playing.
So, Dip said, that's a hurt price.
It is. Dipped. What's good, my guy?
That is.
It hurt. Okay. It hurt.
Let me see. I would have needed my bread back.
Yeah, I got the money back. But it, honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I was so in love with that game. It didn't even matter. The money didn't matter. It was the fact that it didn't work. And it's crazy because I was willing to pay that for that experience. Like, I feel like that experience was priceless for me to go back and play that game again.
Man, because Def Jam Vendetta. Man, you had like, what can I begin?
For New York is really the one. Fight for New York is the one. Vendetta was like a couple people. Fight for New York, you had Snoop, Luda,
Dr. Dre, Westside, my boy Nate Dogg, West Coast Connection.
Ice-T, like, I mean, it was David so many Banner. People on there. So, David Banner, like, everybody is on that one, so it was really crazy.
But because you got to realize, bro, during that particular time, man, you always wanted to have that thought, like, okay, what if Sean Paul versus Tupac? What if
right?
What if Ludacris had to go against, you know, the Country Boys? You know, so they brought it to life, and whoever made it, I swear, they went to the hood, they went to the Bronx, they went to the ghettos. They got to, hey, bro, we need you to make this game, but we need to make it for the people. And goddamn it, they did it.
So Ice-T spoke on it recently. I did a video about this, honestly, because I was curious. So Ice-T said that when they were making the game, a lot of the guys on there didn't get paid or got paid pennies in regards to they were really. Yeah.
They didn't get paid?
No. So back then, right?
Okay.
They said that Ice-T said that it was just cool to be in the game. It was a fun thing. And of course, they were signed to Def Jam, and the label just asked them to do it. So they did. And I don't think they realized how big the game was going to do. And so that I think it was something like a couple hundred dollars they might have got. And so that's why we haven't seen another one, because now if you were to do a game like that with today's artists, you got to pay them. You got to pay for the music. You got to pay for all this. You got to pay for the licensing. You got to do all that. And of course, that's not flying in today's time. And that's also why in the first game, Def Jam Vendetta, you have DMX. Mm-hmm. And the second game, DMX is not in the second game, because after the first game, DMX said, you got to pay me a lot more money for me to be in it. They didn't go with it. And rest is history.
But you got to realize, because, you know, like I say, like, I don't care what nobody say in this world. Our black culture makes this world go round. So you saying you made this game, but you ain't going to pay these brothers for their likeness, for their songs. So you try to make clout and fame and money off of their hard work. And nah, it don't work like that. It don't.
Yeah. Yeah. True. yeah, you're right.
But God, I wish they could come out. Like, I wish they need to do right by them, though. Like, honestly, because we need another Def Jam.
Right. Dude, I'm like you got so many legends on this game. I would love to see it in today's time. What if you could have a Drake versus a Chris Brown? You know, what if you could have, I mean, I'm just like saying, what if you could do that? What if you could do a Jay-Z versus a Lil Wayne? You know, what does that look like in 2024? How cool would that be?
Oh, you could have a Chris.
You're going to pay for it.
You could have a Chris Brown versus Rihanna.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, moving on.
That was real life. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was smoke with that one.
I do not condone none of that. Nope. No.
Ooh, shit.
No.
I went there for that one. I do apologize, people. I'm sorry.
I do not condone any domestic violence. I do not condone it.
We don't. But no, that was messed up. That was messed up. But, man, but. Wait. Okay. But, man, so moving along. So you said PlayStation 2 is the best system in the world to you. So. So I'm pretty sure you still got your PS2, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't? You got rid of it?
I got rid of all of my old consoles, and I regretted it ever since. yeah, I got rid of my old stuff, man.
Why? What happened?
I was broke. So back in the day, back in the day at GameStop, man, if you wanted to get something new, if you ain't had the money, they had this thing called the trade-in system. So if I had a game I wasn't playing no more, trade it in. If I had a console I wasn't using no more, trade it in, you know, get $50 here, $100 here, you know, $75 here towards something new. I even did that with my PlayStation 4 to get my PS5. I camped out for my PS5 for 36 hours outside of GameStop when it first dropped. Because you remember, you couldn't get a PS5 when it first came out.
You couldn't.
So I camped out there, and I had my PS4 with me. Got to the front of the line, and they was just like, hey, you could pay $500, or if you want to trade some stuff in. I traded in my PS4. It took off $250. So that was half the price of a PS5 right there. So I'm like, that is why throughout the years I don't have consoles anymore, because in the moment you could just save that money because you ain't finna play it no more. And then of course when you go back, you're like, man, you know, I want to play it. I try to buy it again, but now with a PC I can just emulate. So
man, I ain't gonna lie, me, I swear, no, me and you the same, because I swear, like, every system came out, my old system, hey, let me go trade it in. I need to go trade it in now so I could get the new Xbox. Trade that in. Let me get the Xbox 360. Man. It's
look, I'm telling you, like, we wouldn't sacrifice. So for me growing up, we wouldn't just, like I said, I have adult money now, so I'm able to just buy whatever the hell I want. You know, but back then, man, you wouldn't get no game. That PS5 costs how much? Okay. If you get good, what your grades looking like? Okay, okay. Well, you ain't getting no, ain't getting nothing for no PS5.
Oh, you got D's and L's? We finna get you Atari.
Did the teacher just call me last week and say that you was, man, you asked your parents for something that cost over $100. They remember everything you did since you was a kid. Did you just talk back that one time? Oh, yeah, you ain't getting no PS5. Yeah, so I think
big fat.
That's what I had to do. So trading in was how we was able to keep getting stuff. Like for me, it was Christmas, birthday. You got a new game Christmas, you got a new game birthday. Mm-hmm. Really didn't just get a bunch of games all throughout the year. So if you wanted something else, yo, I beat this game. Let me go trade it in and then try to get a new game. That was the hustle. That was what we did.
Big fat, because on your birthday and Christmas, you got the system, but guarantee you was going to get two games. That's all you got. You wasn't getting five or ten. You getting two.
Man, like last year, 2023, all the games that came out, as a kid, I wouldn't be able to get none of them. Man, if I get two of them. Man, everything that came out, like, I wasn't getting all that. You just got a game. You tell me a new game came out this week? I just bought you a game.
Right. And then what makes it so sad, the two games were with the system that they brought. So you got a Switch. You already know, shit, I'm getting Mario and I'm getting Donkey Kong off the rip. I know, because they faithfully coming.
And it's crazy because they barely do that anymore. If they do it, they charge way more money. Because I got my 360, my Xbox 360. I had Kung Fu Panda and I had Lego Indiana Jones. And I had to play them games all Christmas. I had Master Kung Fu Panda because that's all I had. And I don't know if y'all used to do this. I used to go and download demos off the store and play the demos of some stuff that was in there, because it was, you had to make it work, man. You wouldn't get games all the time.
That's what you had to do. You said, like, let me go ahead and download this. So I could, if I play it, I was like, yeah, I might want to cop that whenever.
Right. Somebody asked me what I want, you know, okay, I got something I've been working on. I've got a list of stuff I've been wanting to try.
Oh man, everybody, welcome to this awesome video. Shit, what is going on with me today? Everybody, welcome to this awesome podcast. We got my boy Nug in the building talking about gaming, everything nerdy, and glad to have y'all, and thank y'all for commenting. And as you can see, every time you comment, I will post it up on the page so people can see your comments. So thank y'all for tuning in. And so, man, moving along, so now, all the games that you played in the world, even though you had to sell them, even though they kind of hurt your heart. Now, let me ask you this. If you could be any character in the video game universe, who would you be and why?
That's a great question. That's a fantastic question. That's a fantastic question, because there's so many great characters. Oh, my God.
It is. It's too many to pick.
I'm going to go with the basic answer. Spider-Man Miles Morales. Just because that game has been fresh on my mind, and I want to try to be I want my web slinging. So they just had an update. So I think that's a safe answer for me.
So now we get into the superhero. So you said my boy Miles Morales. Now, at first, you know, we had the good old Peter Parker. You know, shout out to Peter Parker, the OG Spider-Man. Thank you for what you did, sir.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, it was at one point kind of like, bro, what if, just hear me out, I may be crazy. I may hit the blunt too much. But what if we had a black Spider-Man? How would it be? What would be his story? Like, how would the vibes be? And, of course, and look what we got now. We got my boy Miles Morales.
I remember when he first came around, people was kind of like, they was a little hesitant. But I think now True. That he's been around, he's slowly become the most popular of the two, in my opinion. A lot of people love Miles. A lot of kids love Miles. His movies are doing fantastic. So I don't think we should be doing that for a lot of characters. I think it has to be a character where it fits. And I think Miles, his writing fit. I don't feel like every hero, though, should have a black version. I think we do need more original black heroes more than anything. But Thank I think you. Miles is one of those perfect exceptions. But we definitely would need more original heroes.
I like that answer because, you know, Miles Morales, he relates to somebody like me and you. We see ourselves so much in Miles Morales because we had that family problems. We have lost certain loved ones that was close to us in our family. We struggle with school. We struggle about being black in America. And Miles Morales, he had it from both ends. He was black and Latino. So, you know, he had it on him worse. And, you know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because a lot of people in today's society, we would like to see heroes that's to be down to earth, 8 to 5, 12-hour shift, 8-hour shift, 10-hour shift type of people that, you know, that faces real life situations, but also they have a back life of being a superhero. Now they got to put on more responsibility of protecting a whole city that they grew up in.
Yeah. And I think like you, what you touched on earlier, you said heroes having like a 9 to 5 or 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. I think that is really more so what people want to see is somebody that they can relate to. And of course, with a lot of the superheroes, none of them was really relatable for a long time. I mean, Agreed. After a while, I feel like it had kind of gotten stale. And even now, some folks feel like superheroes can't be stale. But when you come across heroes that you can relate to, you just start to see like when Black Panther came out, folks went crazy. Black Panther, I remember that movie came out. Man, that movie was everywhere. Everybody was doing this. You know, it just was representation is so important. Or even to kind of switch gears a little bit, outside of heroes, just like in TV shows. Mm. The movie Encanto came out. That representation was phenomenal. And it was like this picture that went around of a little boy who had like curly hair. And he's like maybe like 3 years old, and his parents post like, you know, my 3 year old loves Encanto because the little boy on Encanto looks like him. Like that stuff makes a huge difference.
It matters, and people want to see more representation and more relatable people because we all see the superheroes because we know, like, okay, Superman, Batman, The Flash, Wonder Woman. Okay, we see them 24/7, but come on, we got to see what's the backstory behind them. How did they get to where they were? You know, let's see more of that.
Especially somebody like Batman or Iron Man. And I love both of those characters. I'm really a big Iron Man fan, but they're rich. Like most of us is not rich.
Right.
Well, most of us is not. So I can't relate to nothing. Like it's cool. It's like, yeah, Bruce Wayne. It's like, yeah, I got a bunch of money. So I built this suit and I'm just going to go beat up folks in Gotham because I'm rich.
That's what you call white privilege.
Right. On steroids. I just think that to an extent, man, when you start having characters like a Static Shock, mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember Static Shock.
Yes.
Static Shock was so good. Oh, is he up there? Oh, I see him. Yeah. Static Shock was my dude because he was relatable. Like you felt like Static was just a normal teenager.
True.
Especially I was a teenager at that time. So it really resonated with me. Well, I was a young preteen.
Man, this is awesome, man. Because yeah, it bro, it says so much just to look back on when you was a child. Now, you know, and now being grown, you look at certain things now and you pay attention to details now. Because as a kid, you just saw like these bright colors, these people talking, these people doing these things, kind of like, okay, I like this. But now since you grow, now since we're older and wiser, we look at certain stuff like, bro, this is actually deep. Prime example, X-Men, 97. You look at it, pay attention. It's like, bro, is this about equality in the United States?
It is. Like, it is. And I didn't realize it as a kid. I didn't realize that until I was way older. I just want to see people fight.
Exactly. And then you have people like Magneto. He's representing Malcolm X. You have in Professor Charles Xavier being Martin Luther King. They, you know, put it into the real world because Malcolm X was like, by any means necessary, we finna be free. Martin Luther King, all right, let's be calm. Let's not be too violent. Let's not give them a reason to harm us. Going to X-Men, Magneto, oh, y'all finna respect the mutants by any means necessary. Professor X, hey, let's talk about it. Let's try to find another route than what we trying to do. That's kind of like, bro, it blows your mind. It's kind of like, I can see it now.
A lot of media back in the early 2000s and the 90s had undertones like that to where they were trying to get out these different messages. And so I always feel like it's funny whenever people say things like they feel like something is quote unquote woke, or they feel like they're mm-hmm. pushing an agenda. Mm-hmm. These shows and cartoons and comics and things have always had some sort of quote unquote agenda or some sort of thing that they wanted to really touch on or a point they wanted to get across. It may not have been as obvious because we were younger and, you know, it was done through faces of people that weren't POC, but it's true. Always kind of been there. So I think it's always funny when people say stuff like that. It's like when people don't want to see the diversity, it's like the messages have been there. It mm-hmm. just was white faces that was giving you the messages. So you was able to kind of, I guess, receive it better. I'm not sure, but it's always kind of been there, especially with X-Men.
True. True, man. This is also, let's move along to the next topic, man, because I've been peeping your background. I see a Captain America right there with a shield. And yeah, now this thing, now these two things, I really think don't need to go hand in hand, but I'm gonna call it out. If y'all look at his background, you see Deadpool and the Affintly Gauntlet. I don't know. Yeah. Look, are you trying to tell us something? Are you trying to, you know, try to plot? Because that's a deadly combination.
If I'm being completely honest with you, I had I still have like a vision of wanting an entire Marvel like kind of set.
Okay.
I want the gauntlet. I want the shield. I want the hammer, Mjolnir, Thor's hammer. I want all of that. It's just that stuff, it'd be costing money. So I kind of just paused it for now, and I need space. But my vision is like where you see all that stuff right there would be like I want a glass container with all the Avengers stuff. And so I got the gauntlet. That was like one of the things I called on Facebook for like $50. And so I just got to catch the other stuff whenever it gets there. It was actually one of the shields I wanted. Is like $400. It was like a $400 because I don't want the plastic shield. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it big. So I don't want the plastic stuff. I want the stuff that's like cosplay 100 plus up. So it's taking more time, but we're gonna get there.
That's I'm just like you because, man, I had got the Star-Lord mask, which if you connect it to a Bluetooth, you could play the music inside the helmet. I got the Black Panther mask that lights up in purple. And the next mask I'm trying to get, it costs an arm and a leg, but I'm going to have to get the Iron Man mask with Jarvis, and it removes the mask by itself.
The MK2?
Yes.
That one costs like $400. That's on my list. It's like $400.
The one I was looking at costs $525. This is the one I got the red eyes. I said, I gotta get that one. I got to.
It's just, you see that price tag, you're like, bro, I'm gonna be a little patient with it.
Right.
I seen Kasanat had it, and I was like, ooh, that thing is nice.
Oh, man. But, you know, like you said, it's good to be grown now because you got grown folks' money, so you can do whatever you want with your money, but you got to take care of your necessities of bills and everything. being an adult.
Them bills gonna hit you. Them bills and them groceries gonna hit you.
And this is a PSA to all the kids that's watching right now. Don't rush to be grown. It's ghetto here. Take your time. Please don't rush. Please.
Bro, I was at the gym hooping, and it was like a little boy was like 13 years old. And he was just like, I ain't no little kid. I'm 13. And they was like, look, little dude, like, it was like, just enjoy your time, man. Because he was like, I'm going to be honest with you. He's like, when you get old, life going to get better. He's like, it's just bills and bills, and you pay money, and then you pay bills, and you go to work, and then you pay bills. And he's like, you got to pay bills for everything. And like, bro was really venting low-key to this little kid. This little kid was just like, bro, I'm just trying to hoop.
Hey, no, you failed to mention. You forgot to put the S word in there. Stress.
Stress. Bills and stress.
Bills and stress. Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad I got a platform like this week of event and talk about it now, because, you know, back then, you couldn't talk about these things being a black person, because they look at you weird saying, like, bro, why are y'all talking about this stuff? This is what white folks do. This is not what black people talk about. And which brings me up to my next question. Have there ever been a time in your life when somebody came up to you, Nook, and say, bro, why are you acting white?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. All the time. Not my speech. I guess I didn't sound black enough growing up sometimes. Like I knew some slang, but it wasn't natural for me to use all of it. Like, it's not how I grew up. So yeah, like people be like, you sound white. I think that was like the one that a lot of us heard growing up. A lot of the blurs heard, you sound white. And I didn't take huge offense to it, like, as I got older, but I could see how that really could hurt certain people and make you feel like you don't fit in or you don't belong. And
true.
I was one of them people that, like, I didn't consider it bullying. It was just like, we just giving you jokes, we joining, whatever we want to call it. Like, that's just what, like, everybody was getting jokes. It didn't matter. Like, if you sat down at the lunch table, you was liable to get the jokes. If you was laughing too hard, you was liable to get the jokes. Like, what you laughing at? Skin, what you laughing at? I know you're laughing. Like, it, so I looking back, I think you saw it two ways. You one of the people who was like, man, I was told all this stuff and it really hurt. Oh, you're one of the people who's like, I was told all this stuff, so now you can't tell me nothing. Like, that's me. Like, bro, I've been talked about my whole life. It ain't nothing you can tell me that's good.
I heard it all. Like, bro, whatever you say, I'm not gonna be fazed by it. I promise you I'm not. So
I see, I don't invalidate anybody's experience. So like, there are some people out today who are like, you know, being told I spoke white, or being told I acted this way, or being told this really made me feel like I was never accepted. And you're like, see them like nowadays, just like, just really going hard. I feel like, you know, even if I wasn't always accepted or I was just the quieter dude, I don't carry it with me anymore. It's just like, hey, I found my people now. You know, that's what I care about. I found my people now. Everything is good now. So it just depends on how you look at it.
Gotcha. Thank you for sharing that, man. But yeah, because a lot of people get told they do, like you said, because everybody who's a blur has heard that once or twice or many times in their life, like, you talk white. But, you know, it necessarily don't have to be always about, you know, the shoes, the basketball, you know, because we talk about that 24/7. We know about that. But let's talk about something that would kind of, you know, kind of make our minds think a little bit more. Like, let's go in deep. Like, you know, where is Naruto's parents? I'm sorry.
You one of them people, huh? Yeah,
I am.
I know it. In certain cartoons, supposed to be like, what was their parents at?
like, bro, like, do we need to call like DHR? Like, bro, why y'all just drop this man all by himself and he got a whole demon inside his stomach? Like, what's going on?
That's hilarious that you say that. So let me ask you this question.
What's since up?
I know you're asking the questions, but I'm gonna hijack the questions for a second.
Go ahead.
Do you ever feel like, man, I wish I could go back and start my content journey earlier or start my blurred journey earlier? And if so, what does that look like for you?
I gotta take my glasses off of that. That was a good question. Hold on. So, but if I could go back, I would, man, because it's since I started this journey in 2019, man, it's been a beautiful journey. I came across so many great people. I'm doing so much great things in my city, and not to toot my own horn, but man, I always been that type of person. Like, I got a big heart, but I like to give back to my community. And man, back then when I was a kid, if I could, you know, stuck with it then when I was a kid, I mean, I think honestly, I would have been far better off of what I'm doing now. Granted, thank God I'm at a place in my life for what I'm doing like now, and to give other content creators like yourself a platform to showcase themselves, to show their talents of what they do. But man, back then, like being a kid, if I would have stuck with it, I think it could have been so much more. But for me, this, you know, being how I am, I was tall, lanky, skinny. I had no meat. I ain't had no meat on me. I was a buck 50 soaking wet. But, and you know, I wanted to fit in so bad with the other kids because I was labeled that nerd. I was bullied. I was harassed. No, it even got so bad when I got to middle school, they actually took me and dunked my head in the toilet because I was.
What?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I had
Okay. That was actual bullying. That wasn't just, we just teasing. No, that was bullying.
They was bullying, man. And it was because of the stuff. It was because of stuff I love as a kid. I mean, I love to talk about it because watching these cartoons, it took you away from the real world. It put you in their place. It just took, you know, it made your imagination just grow. And man, if I would have stuck with it then, it could have been so many things I could have did. I could have spoke up for. I could have prevented. I could have actually established something into these schools that could have carried on today. So yeah, I definitely would have went back and started it earlier than when I did.
I think that's why I'm such a big fan of people now who have kind of paved the way for folks to be able to do this. Like, I know it's controversial, but I'm a huge fan of Kasanat. Huge fan. I don't agree with everything that he does. I'm not going to pretend like he can't do no wrong.
Right.
But I feel like for what he's done for, you know, quote unquote blurs or quote unquote people of color to be able to break through in this industry, I think is amazing. And I think that having people like that is so that the next generation won't get bullied or won't get picked on for liking to be content creators. Now you can say that you want to do YouTube and people be like, oh, you want to be like a guy, or you want to be like, you know, this person, or that person. Like, it's not like, oh, you like this, that's lame. Or, you know, people like Meg Thee Stallion who's talking about anime. Now, if you like anime, oh, like Meg Thee Stallion talking about, like, it's cool now. And I think that stuff and those people are important, even if you feel like they're not, you know, they ain't been down from day one, or they're not, you know, genuine about it. It's great to have people in the limelight bring this stuff to the forefront, because now it probably still happens, but I feel like there are way less kids who are watching anime getting picked on than it was back in the 90s and early 2000s.
True.
Like, I feel like now if you're somebody who's liking anime now, it's okay. Oh, you like anime? Me too. People aren't afraid. But back in 2004, 20 years ago, if you liked anime, somebody would come and knock your book out your hand. Make fun of you, just say stuff to you for no reason.
Speak on it.
I mean, there are some people, like you said, who really had it tough just for liking anime. Mm-hmm. People would make crazy jokes about you, especially if you was liking anime and you wasn't wearing the latest Jordans. Oh my God! Ouch.
It's fast.
It was just,
but like me, I don't like to. I like to tell people my story. Like me being my head dunked in the toilet, man. I'm glad that I'm doing this now, because that was my inspiration. That was my motivation. Like, okay, forget all this. Y'all gonna like me or not for what I like. But now, since I made this platform, I say, bro, I'm into it now. And yeah, I'm 35 years old. So what? And I still like it. But and also, like you touched on Med, like, don't get me wrong, love Med, love what she do, like, I love how she put on for the community, I really do. But it's to the point now, it's like, are y'all really hopping on the bandwagon now? Because you see Meg Thee Stallion, you see Michael B. Jordan, you see all these celebrities doing it. Why was y'all doing it not then, when no celebrities was being on the hush-hush about it? Why now? Not knocking nobody, I'm not, but I'm just saying.
Fear.
What was y'all? Yeah, there it is.
Like, even me, bro, I didn't tell people I played video games. Mm-hmm. What? Man, I would come into school and talk about playing video games, bro. Like, it just, I was scared. I'm like, bro, people going to judge me. People going to be like, look at this lame. Like, I had other interests too, don't get me wrong. But, mm-hmm. like, it was certain things that about myself that I was so afraid to share. And that's why I asked you that question, because I'm like, man, if I can go back with the knowledge I have now, I feel like I'd be more well-rounded, more opportunities, and have more friends. Not that the goal is that, but I would be in different circles, because not only do I like basketball and football, but hey, I want to talk to you about these video games I like. I want to talk to you about these shows that I like. I want to talk to you about these Marvel characters that I like. I want to talk to you about knowing how to play chess. I want to talk to you about, like, I could really have these conversations, but he was just scared. And like, part of being scared is like, even as this one story that I remember, I was in, you know how you had them classes in high school where it's not, it's like what you do, like home ec. I don't know what they call it nowadays. But
electives.
Yeah, like an elective where they teach you how to do life shit, like cook, all that stuff. So we was in that class, and you know, in them classes back then, like in the last 20 minutes of class, you could be on your phone. Mm-hmm. And so back then I was on my phone and I was watching a content creator, Chris Moody, who's playing 2K. I was watching him play 2K, watching 2K videos on my phone. A dude came up to me, he's like, "What you doing?" And I was just like, watching this video. He was just like, "I've seen that stuff before." He's like, "I'm not trying to be funny, but like, do you like even like girls? Like, are you just gonna watch videos all day?" And like that was messed up that he even said that. Like, I don't harbor no hate towards the dude, right? But like, that's a crazy thing to assume that because I'm watching a video game video that I don't like women. Like, being gay in games don't even coincide. But that's how it was 10 years ago. Like, those type of, that's how people spoke. Everybody went politically correct, and it's just like, stuff like that is why you might be like, "Well, I'm not going to tell nobody else." If he said that, I ain't going to tell nobody else I like games, because I don't want that same reaction.
That's true. And you know what? How we getting real serious right now, man? We are speaking for people that are still kind of ashamed and have the fear of, you know, saying that they like this stuff. And like I said, man, having this platform, this is the place you could come and talk about it, because it was real deal. People used, like your story, man had called you gay because you like video games. Like, bro, how does that coexist? Like, what?
You young and dumb, bro. We 14 years old. We just saying stuff that we think, you right. know.
But you know, but like somebody like you know, you kind of like shut up, like, bro, go on about your business. But somebody else, like, they probably couldn't handle it. Like, this is why suicide rates is going up, because even that, you even have parents going against their kids. Like, bro, you are fucking weird. You are not. When I was your age, I ain't do none of that. It's like, bro, that was you. This is your whole daughter. This is your son. They got to live their lives for themselves. So you cannot set that example. You got to support your kid no matter what.
So let me ask you this. Do you feel like, and I don't want to offend anybody, but do you feel like it's important to also have social skills in addition to being a blurred or being different? Like, cause I'm one of the people who feel like it's okay to be different, but you still got to have some social skills. Like, you can't just sit in the corner all day and not talk to nobody. Like, I think it's a certain level. Now, I'm not excusing bullying or anything like that. I'm just saying that we also should be teaching people how to be well-rounded individuals. So like, that way you are able to not only socialize, but you can also defend yourself verbally.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? I do agree with that. I say, you know, you do need to be well-rounded. I honestly agree on that. And it's not to say, because, you know, you do have the people that still like to beat themselves, but I say, brother, this is the real world. You're going to have to go out and do things on your own. You're going to have to go out, because granted, we all not going to be here forever. By me saying it, our mom and dad, grandma, sister, brother, auntie, they not going to be here forever. So once they're gone, are you capable on your own to do what you need to do? You're not.
And I think
you're not.
I think defending yourself is more than just physical. Mm-hmm. I think verbally standing up for yourself, speaking up, is a skill as well. And I think, like you said, so many people, like you, would they, when they have somebody who might be a bully, who might confront them, they don't know how to be like, you know, that's not cool, or I'm comfortable in my own skin, or I'm happy with this, or I'm doing it because I like it, or I'm not finna explain myself. Like, they don't have any of that. They just sit there and take it, and then you manifest, and then like you just let that just build up inside you. And that now you're suppressing your feelings, mm-hmm. and then later on you coming out and it's bubbling up, and then also in that same breath, that bully is like, well, since he ain't gonna say nothing, I'm just gonna keep messing with him. And so I think verbal skills is something that we need to push when we have these conversations too, because yes, bullying is a thing, but also speaking up for yourself could help you out more than we think.
Agreed, and that is true. And here's the thing: I'm glad you said it, because certain people would be scared to say what you just said because they don't want to be canceled. But this is a talk. We need more platforms like this where you can talk and get out your frustration and get out your opinions and facts, because that's true. People do need to start doing this more. You need to be rewinding, because yes, we are nerds and blurs. Yes, we love video games. We love the cosplay. We love heroes. But bro, it's going to have to be a time where you're going to have to stand up on your own. It's going to have to be a time to see who your true friends are. It's going to be at the time to see who your real family is. It's going to be a time you're going to have to stand up on your own two feet and be a man or a woman.
I'm only saying this now because I wish somebody had told this to me. I'm serious. If I could have been back in 12, 13, 14, 15, them adolescent years, and be like, hey man, I like what I like. This right. is just who I am, you know, and say that in public. That would have made a huge difference in my opinion. I think that, like you said, being able to come out and be like, hey, this is what I like. Let me find other people who like what I like. You bullying me, or you messing, you saying something verbally to me is not going to change my opinion. Cause there are so many people out there who, like you say, you run into somebody who judges one thing that you do. Mm-hmm. Now you changing your whole appearance. Now you out here changing the way you dress and the way you do this, because you just want to fit in and want to be left alone, instead of you just being like, look, I like what I like. Kick rocks.
And that's it. At the end of the day, kick rocks, man. Oh boy, we got deep, didn't we? We went there. But man, this has been awesome. So, sir, I got some good news for you, man. We have made it to the hour mark of this awesome interview.
All right.
Oh, thank you, my man. Appreciate it. You know, I had to do it one time for the OG. Thank you. You know, I had to put it on. So one time for my boy. Y'all see it. Drill. Appreciate it, man. But man, this has been awesome. So, I have to ask you a question. Are you ready?
Yep.
For the question.
Yeah.
The question mm-hmm. is, would you like to play a game?
Yeah, what game is it?
It's three games that I pick. It's three games that I play okay. with people. I choose it up to you. So are you down to play?
Yeah.
Pick one. All right. Awesome. All right. So the games I play are three simple games. I'm gonna give the rundown of each game, and I'm gonna let you pick to which game you want to play. But be careful for which game you pick, because it's kind of up there. So are you ready for the breakdown?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Game number one. It is called Questions. Now in this, I will ask you four simple questions, and if you can't so okay. happen to answer these questions, you will have three lifelines. Four questions, three lifelines. So choose your lifelines carefully. Now, in order to use your lifeline, you have to say the magic anime word, which is
Nani,
to activate your lifeline. Now, the people who's watching here, they can help you to answer that question. But here's the catch. They cannot answer the question before you. If they answer the question before you, you will hear this sound.
You lose.
So you and the person okay. who answered before you, y'all gonna have to fight Nug, because I explained the rules. So I'm just gonna sit back and watch, like, hey, I explained the rules. So that is game number one, questions. Game number two. It's a good one. I'm bringing it back. It is called hashtags. Now, in hashtags, I will show you a card. You have four cards. Now, each card will have a category. You got movies. You got daily saying. You got black TikTok. You got songs. Now, on this card will be a particular group of letters. Now, these letters make certain words, phrases that we know in the black community. It's up to you to guess what that card says. You have four cards, and I will be your clue master. And in this, you have two lifelines. That is hashtags. Now, the last game is a fan favorite. People love it. It is called Name That Tune. Now, in Name That Tune, I can play. I could play any song in the nerd community that we all know and love, that we're supposed to know. It could be from Darkwing Duck to Naruto to Family Matters to the Golden Girls. Theme songs only. You have to tell me the name of that song. In this, you have five categories. I know we're not going with this one. And in this, you will have three lifelines, and I could play the song for you as many times as you like. So,
no. I'm definitely going hashtags. I'm going hashtags.
So you want to go with hashtags?
Yeah, and Conundra said your camera shook a little bit. I didn't know if you was aware. He said it was shaking.
Oh, was it?
Let me get it. But yeah, definitely going hashtags. I think I'd do good with that one.
So hashtags. Okay, everybody. Everybody that's tuning in, don't go nowhere. If y'all want to help my boy, he going to need y'all help. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to get set up with the good old game of hashtags. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back. Okay, I'm fat. Hold on, I just ran. I need to stop vaping. Okay. Okay. Shit, there you go. All right, man. So I'm getting the good cards together. As y'all can see, this is a black-owned business. Let me go show people the name of the business. So y'all see it right here.
I don't think they can see. Oh, there we go.
Culture tags. Y'all see it. Okay. So that's going to be the game we are going to play. This is going to be fun. So people in the comments, remember, you cannot say nothing until he asks for your help. Okay? All right. No, are you nervous?
No. I think I got this one.
Okay. But the other ones, you just kind of like, I want to be safe. Mm-hmm,
yeah. I ain't know about the other ones.
All right. Okay. That's a good one. Okay. Are you good with church? Do you go to church? Do you attend church?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. I get the references too.
All right. There's three. Okay. Let me see. Let's pick one more. Let me see. I got family and friends. I got Black Twitter, and I got church.
I'm with it all. Let me see. I'm with it all, man.
Let me see. What else do I got here? Okay. All right. Boom. I got four. And we got daily sayings. All right. Everybody, it's going to get serious. Let's go ahead and switch up the background real quick. It's going to get
You got real. Some compliments on your transitions and your backgrounds as well. Conundrum said smooth transitions. So they love. I love the comic book background. I was going to ask you about that after. Like, that's nice. That's tough.
Oh, appreciate it. All right, we got the move set. Everybody, we are ready now. All right. We got four cards, and we are ready to play. Let's go ahead and do this here. Nope, that's not it. Boom. All right. Nug, are you ready for the first one?
Yep.
The title of this one, the title of this card, it is called Family and Friends. That's the topic, Family and Friends.
Okay, Family and Friends.
All right, and here are the letters. W-A-Y-T-T. W-A-Y-T-T.
Family and Friends. Wait, where you at? What?
W-A-Y-T-T.
Why? Oh, I thought it was going to be easy. Why? Oh, crap. Hold on.
Do you need a clue?
Yeah.
First clue. Black mothers love to say this saying.
Start with it down. What? I gotta get that first letter. If I get that first letter, I'm good. What? Okay. Can I phone a friend? Do I get the lifeline?
Okay, the first lifeline. Nani. All right, people.
All right. Nani. Yeah.
People in the comments. Can you help my boy Nug out? What is this saying?
00 said he got it, so I'm trusting 00. Let me see. What?
All right, 00.
Oh! Is it who are you talking to?
Is that
00?
Wait, 00. Do you trust 00's answers?
I trust it. 100%.
Do you trust this? Who are you talking to?
I gotta be. I trust 00. He got it. 100%. Is that the victory noise? Big 00 in the chat, man. Not the little one, man.
All right.
Big 00 in the chat.
Here we go. This is the name of this topic is called Black Twitter. The name of this topic is called
Black. I'm on Twitter a lot, so I think I got this one for sure.
Black Twitter. Are you ready to see the letters?
All right. Yes. Here we go.
Don't let it scare you, but it's a lot of letters. But here we go. Here are the letters. Thank you, and shout out to 00 for helping my boy. We really do appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, it is Women's History Month. Good call out, Conundrum. Great call out.
All right, here we go.
Adrenaline.
YSJSTAAYF.
First clue.
Being in the black household, you have to do this to leave the table.
To leave the table, what?
Somebody said this is way too long.
What? To leave a table? Do you get another clue?
Second
clue you got?
Second clue. You get three clues.
Okay.
So you use the first one. I used the one in the first one. This is your second one. So this is your second clue. Yeah. So after this one, okay. The next card, you had three. So yeah. Hey, yo, Skip, man, where you get this? Yeah. Hey, it came with the game, people. I didn't make this up. I brought the game.
you should just say. I ain't gonna lie. Okay.
You got say the first two.
You should.
You got two.
You should just.
You that's
you
three.
Just,
that's three.
You should just stop talking. You should just stop talking. You should just stop. What? Before you get off the table? You should just.
You have to do this to leave the table.
What? Oh, man. I'm hurt. You should just.
Remember, you have two lifelines as well. One clue.
I'm going to use one. I got to use a lifeline. I got to use a lifeline. You should just.
Lifeline. Who got? Oh, look like somebody already a pre-head. Okay, hold on. Let's see if this person can finish it for you. Let's see if they can finish it.
conundrum. You should just sit there and
he's the clue now. Okay, I'm gonna bring you up. All right. You should have just sat there.
You should.
Okay. He cooking. I'm gonna bring up his second. Okay.
You should just sit there and something your food.
Hello.
Eat. Eat.
Hello. This. Now, look at his answer. Do you trust that answer?
I don't have no choice. Wait. Let me see the card one more time.
Okay.
There's no H. So you should just. You should just stay.
Oh, wait. Conundrum. You messed up one word. But he was close. He messed up one word. I can't tell you what that word is, but he messed up one word.
There's no age, so you should have just sat there and God, I ain't gonna lie, Skip. You got me. I don't know.
Come on.
You should have sat there. You said before you get up from the table, though? You should have sat there and. I don't. Ate your food? Below in there? Okay. I that one got me. You said before you get up from the table, I'm like,
yeah, because you know you can't leave today. You should have just sat there and ate your food. That's the answer. You should have just sat there and ate your food.
Whew, that one was tough. Okay, third one. Third time the charm.
All right.
Sheesh.
All right.
This one, we got this one.
All right, let's go back,
people. True 00. True. It got to be I think from my perspective. Okay.
He said, 00 said, all the damn time, mom speak in past tense. Yep, they do. They surely do. I don't know why, but they do, 00. All right, here we go. Here are the letters for your next one.
All right, what's the topic?
The topic is church. LTLUY. The topic is church, and the letters are LTLUY.
Do I get a clue on this one?
This is your last clue. Do you want it or you want to save it?
Oh, man.
You got one more, and you still you got one lifeline, one card
left. No, I don't want to use the clue yet. Okay, so no clue. You said church. Oh, my goodness. Let the Lord use you.
Say it again.
Let the Lord use you.
Yes, sir. What? Go ahead. No.
Hey, it took me a second. I told you, third time the charm.
There we go. All
right, last one.
There we go.
Last one.
All right. Got to get you. Oh, you can.
Here we go, y'all. Last one. We almost there. Let's.
Last one. The last one.
Thank y'all for that, man. Because I was stuck for a second.
The last one. The topic of this one is daily sayings. What is the name of the stream? It is the Blurred Over Podcast. You can catch us on YouTube, IG, Facebook, Twitch. Blurred Over Podcast, welcome. And also, before we go to the next card, let me go ahead and do my public. If you would like to be interviewed by me and play some of these fun games that I'm playing with Nug, and you want to be under the stress that Nug is, y'all could come on and be interviewed by your boy, and we will play some fun games. He's playing hashtags, but there are other games that I like to play that is very much harder than this. I am skip.88. All right, that was my commercial break.
Okay.
The topic is daily sayings. And here are your letters. D-Y-S-W-I-C-F.
Daily sayings. First clue.
You do this in an argument with your girl. You say this.
Do you see what? Oh, wait. You see where I'm coming from?
Say it again.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Is that your final answer?
It's a question, Mark.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer. I'm pushing the buzzer. Excellent. We started off slow, but we did a great job.
We got there.
First two were tough, but we got it.
So, no, let me ask you, are you a gambling man?
I try not to be.
You try not to be. Okay. Now, you did good. Thank you to all your people that helped you. But now.
Shout out 00 Conundrum Gate.
I'm going to ask you this. Do you want to keep the 4-0? Or do you want to get the bonus question?
We're going bonus question. You know, might as well. I still got a lifeline left.
Okay. Bonus question.
I'm going to regret this, y'all. that's how they get you. They say bonus, and all of a sudden you want to do it.
Ooh. Okay, people. No, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What number is it?
Four?
Okay, well, you picked this one. All right.
Call 10% of the prize. I got you.
The topic. Okay, people, in the comments, this is the bonus. You cannot type the answers. You cannot type any clues. You cannot type any letters.
Oh, wow. Unless, that should have been said before I agreed.
unless he asks for your help, you cannot say.
Okay, so I can phone a friend. Okay.
He has to say it. So, I know y'all anxious for your boy. I know you want him to do well. He's doing well, but he got to get this. He got to get this work.
Here we go.
Now in this, here's the catch. This one's gonna be kind of kicking the balls. Now,
oh man,
if you use a lifeline, you will have to call somebody on your phone. But here's the catch. If they do not answer in 5 seconds, it's you on your own.
Oh, my God. I should have taken my money and went home. All right, here we go. All right. Give me the card.
So if you phone a friend, they got to pick it up. Somebody said, don't call me.
That's messed up, game.
Wait, I gotta put this on the screen. Hold on, that was fun. Bruce said, shit, don't call me. I can't do nothing for you. Alright.
Wow.
The name of this card, it is called Words to Live By. Words to Live By. This is
the card. Call it wrong. I'm weak.
Words to Live By. Y'all so damn funny. I love my people. Alright. The name of the card is Words to Live By.
Okay.
Here are your letters. D-I-Y-D-D-I-Y-D. God damn, that was goddamn repetitive.
Words to Live By?
Words to Live By.
Is there a clue on this one?
No clue. You my boy. I ain't gonna do you like that. Hey, black people say this a lot. Someone said, nah, I don't do him like that. I ain't gonna do him like that. He's my boy.
Words to Live By.
Words to Live By. D-I-Y-D-D-I-Y-D.
I ain't gonna lie. Okay. Hold on. Do it yourself. No. Yeah, I'm a phone a friend. I'm gonna try 00. We're gonna try to see if 00 picks up. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Let me know when you send the call.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna try it.
Here we go.
If I can find it. All right. Here we go. Let's see.
1, 2.
Come on, 3. 00.
Yo, what's up? 4.
Bro? Ah, there he is. Okay. He is. He's here. Okay.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay. Did you hear him?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Now, okay. Now, you hear the answer? Now, let me nip. Do you trust his answer?
I do. Go ahead. Go with it. Thank you, man.
This is fun. You got the business. This is it. Shout out Bubbling. Ooh, boy, I ain't gonna lie. 00, I say, damn, bro, you ain't pick up for him? Because I was at 4. He said, hello. I was like, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. We there. Oh, man. He said, bro, 00 said, I was like, damn, I'm black as hell. Everybody.
Take my black card. Take my
black. Everybody, the answer to that, damn if you do, damn if you don't. And you know, as black people, we love to say that. Shit.
Facts. Oh my god. I think what messes me up is the letters mess me up, because you'd be looking at it and you overthinking. But it's all right. We had a great time. Thank you, everybody. That was so fun.
Oh man, that was a good game. I'm glad I brought that back. That was good. No, you did the damn thing. You did it.
I had some great friends. That's what I'm gonna say.
What? Man, sir, thank you for coming on, man. This was awesome, bro. Now, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and let you pub yourself. Let people know where they can find you at on all social platforms. And also, before we go, give the good people some words of encouragement. And, sir, it's all on you.
Oh, man. Okay. Put me on the spot then. All right. I'll start with words of encouragement. I would say, if you have something out there or you're somebody who has a dream, don't be afraid to chase that dream. I believe that 90% of the issues that you'll face will be consistency based, man. Just keep pushing, keep going forward. If you're consistent, something good will come out of it. I can attest to this. A lot of my friends can attest to this. Even Mr. Beast himself say, look, if you want to do something like YouTube, post 100 videos. And I take that advice and I apply it to anything that I do. If I want to do something, post 100 times, do something 100 times, get 100 reps, do 100 days in the gym. It takes 21 days to start a good or bad habit. So do with that what you will. And yeah, I'm Yo Nut Gaming. You can find me on all platforms at Yo Nut Gaming. You can also check out my website, talkaboutgames.com. And thank you for having me on. And this is an amazing time.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm glad you came on. And as I was looking at the clock, I found me a dollar. Okay. All right. Let me see if there's anything else.
All right. It was good luck.
it was, man. I'm glad you came on, bro. I'm glad you had a good time. Now I got to do this too. So, how was the experience of being on a Blurred Over podcast, of being a Blurred?
It's great. I think that this is the power of networking. For those of you who don't know, I met you through another friend who I met through family. And so I think it's just amazing to network, get out there, meet people, talk to people. I'm not sure if you guys ever seen that. What is it? Jim Carrey, Yes Man. But just say yes, because you never know what to come out of it. 10% of that doubt. I got you. You never know what's going to come out of it. Just hanging out with folks, getting out there and going to conventions, all type of things. So 100% love this. Your format is phenomenal. I love your background. And I really enjoyed the game. The game is a great aspect. And the conversation, which I thought was going to be smooth anyway, because we've been on a show together before. Right. So oh, it was great.
I ain't gonna lie. That conversation we had before we started doing this, it was deep, man. I'm glad it needed to be said. And
yeah. I was just gonna say, it definitely needed to be said, man. Speaking on bullying and things when it comes to nerd culture, it needs to be said. But I'm glad that we're getting into the mainstream, starting to embrace it more.
Exactly.
I'm not in school, so I'm not sure how bad it is. But I feel like outside looking in, as an adult, it seemed like the kids are embracing nerd culture more.
Hey, Conundrum, don't be sad, because all the interviews will be posted on the Blurred Over YouTube page, man. Y'all check us out, because all of the interviews that I do are posted on the IG page as well, but we're going to be moving to the YouTube page, so you can catch all the interviews. If you miss anything, I promise you, this was a great talk, a good talk, and it's something, if y'all want to listen to, I promise you, I'm not tooting my horn, but this was a great conversation that we had of being a black nerd. So you didn't miss nothing, I promise you. And also, It's also going to be on our podcast page as well, because we on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google. Go ahead.
What is your link?
God, I have to put the link. Which one? The link for
Do you have a link, like a link tree or something with everything where people can find you? A Doubler just asked.
Hey, listen,
y'all. And Conundrum did as well.
Listen, y'all, I'm broke. I got to pay again. I got to pay. I had a link tree, but I missed the payment.
It's free. what's your YouTube? What's your YouTube?
YouTube is blurred. It's blurred over. I swear, on any platforms y'all find us, it's going to be blurred over. It's BLERDOVER. It's blurred over. But yeah, man, you can check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts.
I got you.
But wherever you look at, thank you. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. It's blurred over. And thank y'all again for tuning in. I'm glad to have meet some of your friends and some of your followers. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. And if y'all like what I do, what I stand for, come over, give us support and love. And, you know, you could be on here as well, getting the smoke like Nug got the smoke. I promise you. You're going to have a good time. It was fun. And also, how did I do as a host?
Phenomenal. I have no complaints.
Okay. Good, man. Good. Everybody, thank y'all for tuning in. I really do appreciate y'all.
Thank you, guys.
So I promise you, it's going to be on all platforms, the audio and the video. So y'all check it out. And at this time, baby boys, baby girls, what's going on? It's your boy, SKIP.88, here from Blurred Over. Thank you for tuning in, for being a blur. Catch me Sunday when I have another awesome blurred brother coming on. And he is a creator of his own comic book here in Alabama. He's from Montgomery. So y'all catch me again. And at this time, WTW, what's the word? Say it with me. UNITY. What does that spell? Unity.
And Unity. Hey, I was spelling in my head.
This is how we're going to make it to life together. Y'all be blessed. Thank y'all. Be who you are. Love who you are. And I'll see you next time of Being a Blurred. And we out.
Have a good one, everybody.